Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Kansas City, Missouri issued an order that was so far beyond the pale of the First Amendment, it actually required churches to record the names and contact information of any of the attendees. But then it backed away under public pressure. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. This was an outrageous situation. It simply was broke by one of our emails. And that email went viral, and it went all over the country, even around the world.
Yeah, we did so much media on this subject because people were just outraged.
I know, for example, Todd Starnes, he said when we did an interview with him that he gets a lot of information from people asking them to do an interview with him, and much of what he has to investigate doesn't come out. And when he got this story, he had the same question. Is this really true?
Right.
So he contacted you,
right,
and you gave him the links to where the actual information was located. And lo and behold, he was shocked that indeed what we were saying is true. And I did a program on his radio broadcast along with many others. We have had a lot of emails. We've received information on the internet, and they have been of two different kinds, Holly.
Right, and we have other media friends that are based in Kansas City, and they're very concerned about this, too. It's like, is this really true? This is unbelievable.
Right, so that was the first one. Is it really true, and where is the information? And the second one is, after we gave the links, some people, a small handful, most of them realized it was true, but a small handful said, I'm not sure it's actually true. No, it's true. Here's what's happened.
Yeah.
And now the recent amendment underscores indeed that it was true. But as a result of the public pressure, all of the media attention, it literally got a lot of media all over the country. Yeah. Kansas City on May the 4th amended it again for the fifth time. So here's what happened. On April 30, 2020, Kansas City, Missouri issued their fourth amended order. It was Order 20-01. Became effective on May the 6th, 2020. What it did was it said there's no change for the so-called essential operations, but they were going to include non-essential operations for some limited opportunity to open. And they had a separate section for religious gatherings. And here's what they did. They imposed a 10-10-10 rule. The 10-10-10 rule says that for these non-essential, including the religious gatherings that are now just being allowed after May the 6th, that you can have no more than 10 people or 10% of the building occupancy, whichever is greater. And there's a 10-minute rule, meaning that anyone who is in the building for 10 minutes or more must provide name and contact information.
Really makes you wonder where this number 10 came up.
You know, it's probably some little convenient thing
right.
that they did.
There's no scientific evidence.
That's kind of nice, 10, 10,
10. 10,
let's
yeah,
we
like 10.
10, 10, 10. They're all just so wonderful.
Ren 10, 10.
So here's what it was required. On churches, they have a separate section just for religious gatherings.
Which they don't consider essential, right?
They don't consider it essential. Okay. They have a separate section just for churches, and the churches are under the 10, 10, 10 rule. No more than 10 people or 10% of the occupancy and the 10-minute rule, meaning that if you're inside the church for 10 minutes or more, then you have to provide, quote, social distancing, and you also need to take down the name and contact information of all those who are in attendance. You need to maintain those records for a minimum of 30 days. And any person who refuses to provide name and contact information must be denied entrance because it's a violation to violate any of the provisions of the order. It constitutes what they say an imminent threat, creates an immediate menace to the public health, and shall be considered a violation of Section 50-155 of the city's Code of Ordinances.
So if I were to go to a worship service in Kansas City and I was in there, obviously for more than 10 minutes, as worship services are, I would have to give my name and contact information?
Exactly. And so we had indicated that obviously this would apply to any members that come, because most of the people that would be coming for these reopenings would likely be members.
Right.
But it also applies to any non-member who comes. And that would be, say, someone is just visiting, they're seeking. And a lot of people are going to be seeking once these churches open up. And so that person will be greeted at the door by an usher under this fourth amended order. And they would be asked their name. You'd give their name, Holly. That's my name, Holly Mead. Holly, what is your contact information? And what would you naturally say?
I don't think so.
Why do you want that information?
Yeah.
Well, because I would have to respond, we're required by the city ordinance or the city order to take down your name and contact information. And then you would ask why.
I would say why, because I came to a church service here?
And we'd say yes, because that's what we're operating under. And the reason why we have to do that is in the event that the Kansas Department of Public Health wants to, quote, and I'm quoting, quickly trace, test, and isolate individuals.
So they're tracking people that come to the worship service.
Right. And
wow.
So if someone actually had been connected to, contacted, or had some suspicion of COVID contact or exposure to COVID-19, they would require all that information from the church to be provided to the Kansas Department of Health. All the names, all the addresses, all the emails, all the phone numbers be provided to them. And they would go down and say, well, this person attended that church service and all these people were in attendance. So you know what would happen to them? They want to, quote, quickly trace, test, and isolate any individuals that came in contact or near that particular person. So you would get a call, Holly, if you attended a church and someone 30 days down the road, who knows how long it is, was somehow it became known that they might have had contact with COVID. Then you would get a call and guess what you would be asked? Did you attend the service? We've got your name there. Yes. Then you need to go in for some testing. They want to trace you. Mm-hmm. They want to test you. And after that, while the test comes back, you need to go into what? Self-quarantine, isolation.
Wow. That sounds like a lack of privacy right there.
So would you attend the church?
Don't think so.
No,
not
I don't think anybody
conditions.
Would. I don't think anybody would. And they don't guarantee that your name and contact information would be kept confidential. It says only, quote, to the extent allowed by law.
Even the members probably would be hesitant to come if they knew they were being tracked that way.
Well, and Mayor Quentin Lucas actually confirmed the above. I mean, it's actually in the order, and it's in the FAQ provided by the Kansas City. And he confirmed the above in a press conference regarding the 10-10-10. And the media indicated that, quote, religious gatherings like weddings and funerals can resume with 10 people inside a location and 50 people outside as long as social distancing is maintained and names and contact information of attendees is kept. So there it is. It's very clear. Now, churches and houses of worship have been discriminated against in two ways. First, one would be they have been excluded from the essential category. Anything that's in the essential category doesn't have to worry about the 10-10-10 rule. In other words, you can go to Walmart, Home Depot, you can stay in there for 30 minutes, it doesn't matter.
And they wouldn't take down my information.
And they're not going to ask for the information.
But because I go to church, they're asking.
Because you go to church, you're going to be required to give that information. The second thing is this. Religious gatherings are not only under the 10-10-10 rule, under that fourth amended order, but they also have something else that no other secular gathering has. And that is, if you have a gathering outside, you can have no more than 50 people outside. And what has to occur for the gathering outside, no more than 50 people, social distancing and names and contact information must be kept. Same way. So people are outside. You got to go around to each one of these people, get the name and contact information. And guess what? If they say, I'm not going to give it to you, that's none of your business. You have to tell them, then you can't stay here.
Wow.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
So we issued that information in an email and it went national. Mm-hmm. And we got a lot of information, a lot of contact.
We've done a lot of interviews about that. Yeah.
The people in Kansas City heard your outcry. And they heard the media outcry. They got a lot of contact. As a result of the public outcry over this unconstitutional provision regarding the name gathering and contact information required of churches and houses of worship, On May the 4th, there was a fifth amended order, and now it says that this is voluntary for religious gatherings.
Right.
It says, quote, attendees are not required, however, to provide their names or contact information at any religious gathering, close quote.
However, they strongly they would want religious groups to strongly consider keeping the information.
But we're not going to advise the churches to do that. That is unconstitutional. They have no right to do that. It's not mandatory anymore. They heard your cry. Thanks for listening to Liberty Counsel and trusting us. You can go to lc.org for more information. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.